Hi, I'm P, and this is my podcast. So I have some questions here, similar to the questions that I don't know if you listened to my episode of Sunny that came out. Yes, I just had an episode of Sunny that came out. So similar questions to that, and we'll just riff and have fun and keep it light or heavy. We'll see. Who knows? All right. I'm with Anya, a multidisciplinary artist, a genius, of course, because, you know, that's all I talk to. And a star. You just radiate star energy to me. And I'm sure you're hearing me say this and you're like,
I was like, phew.
How do you say that? But I had to say it. I want you to let the people know who you are in your eyes. I asked Sunny to describe herself as if she was a novel and she was reading the description on the back. And maybe that was an intense question. So I would just like you to describe yourself as how you see yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. The two in me was like, oh my God, a compliment, what to do? but yeah, I'm a 2-5. I am an artist. I love cultivating my own world I live in this bubble of my own world. And at the same time, I am finding my way to sharing that with the outside world. And I use fabric mostly and words to make this picture. And my relationships. It's like a really short blurb in the back of the book, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely works. And that first half was very 2-5 of you. And for those of you who don't know, 2-5, where we're talking about human design profile, very 2-5 Libra of you. So, well, I guess I want to start by describing the 2-5, 5-2 experience, because I'll just start there. That's the double mirror, essentially. You're someone who is projected on, which sounds intense, but I'll explain what that means in a second. But you also project out. So you have this inner world that you're designed to kind of hide in. And I don't know if hide is the best word, but the second line is meant to kind of enclose itself into a world and like watch as the shadows are walking past and they're like, what's going on out there? What are y'all over there? And make projections about the world. And then when you're ready, two lines are supposed to be called out into the world. However, when you're paired with the 5 line, you have to call yourself out into the world, which is the funny thing about having both a 5 and a 2, because the 5th line is like, I want to be out in the world because people need to see me. They need to see what's going on. Y'all need to know. I don't know what it is you're all going to know exactly, because I can't really see myself, but y'all need to look. There's a desire to express and share and be perceived that the 2nd line likes to act like it doesn't have. 2nd line is actually still designed to want to be seen. It's actually still designed to want to share. However, it wants to be seduced out. It's like, I need you to like make it very lovely for me to come out into the world, which to me just means being quite choosy about your expression, which is very much you. You are someone who is picky and choosy about the ways that you express. And I feel like your ownership of that has been really beneficial for your experience. Yeah, let's get into the first question. Unless you have anything to share about your 2-5 experience.
No, that's so real. And it's been so fun to really lean into that and like the desire to be seen, and also knowing that I just am very picky about how I'm seen and how I see myself. And that's really fun.
Yeah. All right. The first question that I have is, I wrote down, "Hi, Anya, let the people know what you're doing
and
what you're
about." And the two in me is like,
I'm not doing anything. Don't.
I don't do anything. What am I doing?
But you are doing things.
I'm doing so many things.
Yeah, you were doing so many things. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm doing, okay. I was like, that was the question. What am I doing? Well, presently I am in my studio. Literally like reorganizing it all. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to, so my work with you has always been about like trying to make sense of the mediums that I have, that I am interested in, and meshing my work that I do in television with the art that I do in private and the work that I do with other artists in collaboration. So I am doing that still. I'm like that Muppet chef, like just tossing stuff around until it lands in a way that I like. And I'm like, oh, that's what I do. That's what I'm doing today. And it's never the same every day. And it's really fun to like lean into that every morning. And that is the way that I can describe it right now. I'm excited about it, and I'm just going with that feeling of excitement. Bless you.
Thanks. It didn't come out, unfortunately. My sneeze. Yeah, that following that feeling of excitement, of course, begets more excitement. When you follow the excitement, you experience it. You walk into it continuously. And you're also someone who you have multiple interests, and I feel like you love them all like equally. It's like these are things that I am passionate about. Well, I think you're passionate about them in different ways, but I feel like if I could measure the amount of passion and excitement, they're the same, but they just are shaped differently. And so I think it's so important to honor the parts of yourself that are showing up. I was actually speaking on the phone with a friend of mine, and we were talking about following a path and how sometimes when you look around, something that I experienced some years ago, like years ago, I was looking around at everybody who was seemingly following a certain path. Like it seemed like they had this like mission that they were on, sort of like at our workplace. They're like, I'm going to move up to this place at our job, and then I'm going to do this. I'm going to move to Canada after that. And then like there was a lot of people seem to be on some sort of streamlined path. And I'm like, I like to draw. I like music. I don't know. I don't know how y'all know what, like, how do you have such a straight line that's telling you exactly where to go? I feel crazy because everyone seems to know where they're going. And I have infinite places to go, and I don't want to go anywhere because I don't know which one's the right one. And this friend of mine is kind of experiencing that at this moment. And what I was letting her know is what helped me the most is simply honoring what was coming up as it was coming up. Mm-hmm. Letting that be my path is like, right now, this is what I have. These are the tools I have in front of me. My excitement can be poured over here. So I'm just going to do what I can over here with what I've got. And then that'll carry me to over here. And then it'll carry me to over here. And it might not look like a streamlined path, but something's moving and it's working for me. And so letting yourself be multidimensional by honoring your excitement is something that I personally value a lot. I know it's terrifying to think about when you're not actually doing it. And if you've watched everyone around you say like, this is how you do it, this is how you succeed in life, this is how you make sure that everything's okay, choosing to follow your own impulses and desires and love and passion can feel spooky.
Totally. When you were talking, I kept thinking of Hansel and Gretel, you know how they do the crumbs to like lead them back home. And I feel like before this lifetime, before I incarnated myself here, I had left these trail of crumbs or whatever, and I follow that. And it's just like having this trust and like having more and more trust in like picking up the next like crumb. I don't like the word crumb though, like it's more like treats, like it's yeah. Like it's just like, oh, something shiny over there, it's like a mushroom or like a fun texture or like something shiny, and I've left these things for myself, and it's leading me home each time. And yeah, like that trust is kind of spooky, because This world is very much like, oh, for anything to work, you have to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And it never, we're not like used to hearing about like how people make things without the plan. And even saying that, like, we're not used to, I don't know, like, I think that I have created this world, and this is why I know you. I've created this world around me that is like full of people who are doing things a very different way. And that's so like, it makes spooky a fun word. It's like Serious in a really alluring way. Like, not like, ooh, what's over there? It's more like, wow, what else is going on? Like, where is this taking me? And that's just like, I find a lot of pleasure in that mystery. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming. I just did work for Beyonce. I never would have thought that would happen. Like, I mean, I don't know what's next, but it's cool.
It's really cool. And it leaves space. Now, of course, there are some people who are out there to make plans. Do that. If you love that, if it excites you, it feels like the shiniest thing you could do, make the plan. Yes. Wonderful. However, where I came from, and however is not the correct word, but my experience was living in a world where it felt like a lot of people had plans. And I'm like, I am not capable of making a plan. I don't know. I literally don't understand how y'all are doing this. I'm trying, and the plan makes me want to teleport out of the planet. I don't know how y'all are doing this. And then I'll look back at like my life now or the things I'm experiencing, and like I'll get on a podcast with someone that I've admired for years, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm talking to you right now. It's very weird. Like, this is strange that we're having a conversation, but I didn't have a plan for this to happen. I didn't know that this was going to happen. And this is what I was also talking about with my friend. It's like, there are times where people will feel certain about their plan, and they feel like here's the plan that I've made, and it's going to happen this way. I'm going to make it happen this way. And that's great and fantastic, but that is still an illusion. Like, even saying like, this is exactly how it's going to unfold because I made this plan. They're not sure first. Like, they're not 100% certain. They can feel super certain, but they're not 100% certain. And so the biggest thing is like, what feels solid for you? What feels like the next step that you're willing to take? That's the big thing to play with. Because if you're trying to measure whether or not you're doing the correct thing based off of how someone else is mapping out their life, you're going to drive yourself insane. Because I already did it. I almost lost my mind trying to make sense of how everyone was functioning. And I'm like, I don't understand how y'all are doing this. And then I realized, I'm like, I don't know, just going to do stuff and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And like, for me, it's been like learning to be in conversation with what I'm doing instead of like trying to control it. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, I'm putting this out, and then this is coming, and then it's reflecting this. Sitting with that and being like, oh, okay, like what can I do? What's next? Or like, how many directions did this one choice present to me, and which is the most fun? Instead of like, oh my God, I have all these decisions. It's so hard to make. And I don't know which way is going to lead me to the right way. There's each way is a fun way.
Yes.
It's like letting go of like the right or wrong way. It's just choosing the most fun way.
Yeah. I was looking at an old, what do you call it? An old reel of mine where I asked the question. I'm like, well, I said that a better question than where am I going wrong is what would I like to experience instead? Or what have I done wrong? What would I like to experience instead? Like, what feels more fun than this? And go in that direction, then rather than trying to figure out how to avoid being wrong at all costs and make sure, like, I need to make sure I do the correct thing all the time. Like you said, like using life as a feedback loop, trying the thing out, following the thing that feels like, okay, this feels like the best next step for me. Here's what happened as a result. Here's how I'll adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's really just approaching life like an art making process, which would make sense because we're both artists. So of
course,
like that way. Yes. Okay. That being said, how would you describe the through line between all of the work that you do? Do you see a through line?
Do I see a through line? I feel like the first word that comes up is adventure. Mm. And not in like, as I said, adventure out loud, I thought of Six Flags, but it's not like, whoa, thrill. It's just like, oh, okay. Like just trusting the next ride and like going on the thing that is the most interesting. Can you ask the question again?
Yeah. And I mean, that was a viable answer, but if you have more to say, I'd love to hear it. So how would you describe the through line between the different types of work that you do?
Yeah, I'm going to stick to it. It's just like really just following the fun. It sounds like such a simple answer, but that's how I've been operating and I'm still here. So,
you know, I love a simple answer. I live for a simple answer. Okay. That's amazing because that's something you can always just return back to whenever you find yourself like getting lost in the sauce. I'm like, wait, hold on. My thing is being on an adventure and following the thing that's fun. So if you ever feel lost, literally what's the next most fun thing to do? And you're going to be right back on track.
Mm-hmm. And like learning something new. Like I had a friend tell me once, like, you don't need any more new things to like doing because you do so much already. But like, I am really obsessed with learning a new thing. Like I work mostly in fabric. So I sew anything and everything, but I'm also really interested in wood. And like, I've been exploring that. There's just so many things to make. And the adventure and the through line and what I do is like, that's where the adventure comes from. Like, oh, what new thing can I learn how to make? And like, how good can I get at doing it? And like, what can I make? How can I get the aesthetic that I like live in with this new medium, with this new skill that I can learn? And how fast can I do it? Because I don't really want to spend a whole lot of time learning how to do a thing.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And I feel like that's also very second line. Like, hold on. I don't need to read a bunch about how to figure this out or have a bunch of experience. Just what is the most efficient way that I can get this thing completed? I want to do that. Okay. Love that. I really love this idea of kind of like a building out, finding out ways to build out your world the way that you feel it looks. Like this is, I mean, that's expression. That's what expression is, and finding new ways to express yourself. And something that like I'm always thinking about is my need for stimuli, and I need to be interested in the things that I'm doing. I need to be having fun or else I'm not going to care. I was clinically diagnosed with ADHD and I'm like, this could just be ADHD and I get bored and I'm like, I don't care anymore and I'm apathetic. So it's not like I'm trying to avoid apathy. However, I find that if I'm bored, all of my care goes away. I don't want to do anything.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm just going to lay down and sleep every day for the rest of my life if I don't continue to stimulate myself. And so finding new ways of creating something, okay. So we were just talking about carving out your experience to make it look more and more the way that you ideally see it. And of course, like even that is always evolving because you're always discovering new things like you've never seen before. You might go on a trip or something like that. And you're like, oh my God, that's also a part of my style. That's also part of the way that I see my world ideally. And that journey of constantly, like, I like feel my chest, like, it's the most exciting thing. Like, that's like the best thing. That's, for people like us, that's the point, is how much more can I make this world look like my internal world? Mm-hmm. How can I put that everywhere as much as possible? Just put it out.
Yeah, totally. And like, back to the adventure thing, like for me, because I have this desire to be as good as I can be in one thing, I'm not saying I want to be the best at it either. Like, there are things that I know I'm really, really good at, but as far as acquiring a new skill, I just want to be, it's like, how fast can I be as good as I can get?
Yes.
And even that, you know, there are the limitations within that. Like, I'm trying to make this thing right now. I'm trying to make this sculptural, like, skirt thing right now. And I don't know how to do that. I've never done it before. I don't know. I can't even research it because I don't know what words I'm looking for. But I know that I can do it. And it's just, like, that kind of scrappy, like, figuring it out feeling is, I live for that.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, there's a vision and you'll do everything possible to make the vision come to fruition. And a part of that is allowing yourself to receive the tools to make that possible. That's where it becomes like a co-creative process. Cause you're like, okay, God, source, whoever, there's something I'm seeing. There's something, it exists. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it exists and I need help making it.
Yes. Being in that conversation, like asking for, I'm getting really good at asking for more signs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, lately my newest project is I'm wanting to be a even better listener in that conversation with source or God, whatever word. So that's a fun thing.
Yeah.
There's so much to hear.
Yes. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Constantly. It never stops. All right. So next question that I have is, before you came across my work, what would you say that you were experiencing in your world and work?
What was I experiencing? I was definitely in the healing world, like, and I'm not saying I'm not here still, but in the looking at all the trauma and like just trying to fix that and like, before I engaged in your work, I knew that I was like, I was always very grateful for the things that I was coming across, but I became more connected with my own participation in creating that after, like, I did my first timeline jump. It's like, oh, this is really wavy way of like exploring my own, like the way that I exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. To me, it does. I mean, I would hope it does to me. But yeah, I feel like that's honestly where the people that I tend to work with one-on-one up close, that tends to be a place where they're at, where they're like, I'm doing a lot of work on my healing. There's a lot that I'm doing over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm ready to move on from that. And so that's amazing that you noticed, like, wait, hold on. I actually have power and responsibility in this. Because the thing is, when you start to take responsibility for the patterns that are playing out, you're giving yourself power every time. I feel like sometimes when some people hear responsibility, they think blame or fault. And like, that's never what I mean by responsibility. I mean that you are now putting the reins in your hands. When you take responsibility for something that's happening, you're saying like, hold on, I'm riding this horse and we're going around in circles and I'm not just riding the horse. I'm actually like steering the horse. And you suddenly realize like, wait, I'm the one steering the horse.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a carousel. The horse is like a carousel actually. And you're just like, blah, 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 like in this experience. And yeah, it's okay to be in that experience and spend mm-hmm. as much time as I want to be in this carousel, just to be like, okay, let's really experience all the things that make me sad.
Yeah.
And also like so much power and like knowing that I can get off the carousel now and like go play over there. And it's not going anywhere. Like
yeah.
I can come back.
Yeah. I was talking to Sunny about that. We were talking about our sad Scorpio drama, like the poems that we used to write, like,
Yes. Oh my gosh. I also have, yeah, my poem, my writing has changed since engaging with your work for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. My writing, watching my writing change, it's weird because I've been not working on, but I've been like, am I a writer? I'm like wondering that about myself. And I'm looking at my notes. I have like 5,000 notes in my notes app. And I'm like scrolling and I'm looking at the transition in my notes and like watching my voice change. And it's very wild to look at that experience. And I was saying to Sunny that it gives you those times when you're like stuck in the pattern, you're on the carousel, you're repeating that. It gives you an interesting texture to your experience. Those experiences, you can only receive that texture through experiencing those things. And maybe even sometimes watching someone else experience it up close can give you some information about what that's like. However, you get to choose the textures you are inviting into your experience. So it's like, all right, well, I felt this one. I got a really good handle on that. I know what this looks like and feels like and tastes like and smells like. I know exactly what this is. Based on that knowledge, I actually prefer these textures. And that's the decision that's being made is I see this. I understand this. I've had a full experience of this. I want to go here now. Based off the information that I've discovered. So something that if you're someone who's listening and you're kind of like in that space where you're like, I've been healing for 17 million thousand years and I'm tired. And what I do is say like, oh, I've been choosing to not heal. And then adding another layer of shame and punishment on top of what you're doing. Cause that's not help. It's not helpful. It's literally never helpful to punish yourself or blame yourself for things going wrong. It's just not. It's when you can take a moment to say like, hold on though, I always have a choice. The choice might not be immediately to jump off the carousel. The choice could be to slow the carousel down, mm-hmm. making it easier to get off of. So punishing yourself is not what we're talking about here. But we are letting you know that you can step off the carousel at some point. And mm-hmm. you can also step back on the carousel whenever you want.
Yeah. And also, like, there are multiple seats on the carousel to try out. Yeah. There are different. It's like you can browse. I can browse all the many different ways that, like, all the different emotions that I have and, like, access that and let it take me to a new experience. Like even just crying, I love to cry. And I think I'm still thinking about, like, you know, the work that I was doing before I started engaging with your work. And I had this like whole thing about crying, and it just gets such a bad rap, mm-hmm. like crying at all. But there's so much, like, you can cry from joy and also like crying from sadness when you're not trying to not cry. Does that make sense? When you let yourself, it feels so good. But if you're fighting it, it makes your face all like,
yeah,
punched up. But letting yourself,
yeah,
it just feels good.
Yeah, and those places, those doors that you've opened, the carousels that you've climbed on, you can actually start to like have those experiences without actually going through the things that cause those experiences. So like you could listen to music and still create that texture for yourself. There's certain animes that I watch that take me to heartbreak. Okay. Like on the floor, I want to weep. And I'm watching an anime and I'm like, and Elias is looking at me like, you good? And I'm like, yeah, fine. It's just... don't know how to express this, but and so like letting yourself understand that, because the thing is sometimes I can feel like hesitance in me saying this, but there are times where we give ourselves more attention when we're in our suffering and we care more, we're more observant, we are very like, it's like hyper aware when we're in our suffering. And so at times we can perpetuate that sensation of suffering so that we pay more attention to ourselves or give ourselves that compassion or give ourselves that like, oh wow, you're a living being acknowledgement that we don't normally give ourselves when we're not in those moments. Mm-hmm. You can let yourself know, like you can give yourself that like intent, like that attention and like all of that drama without actually going through those experiences. You can gift it to yourself in other ways, but it is reminding yourself of choice first so yeah. that you can like choose when to get on the carousel and how you want to get on the carousel so that you can just jump off whenever you're ready rather than being like, I'm trapped on this carousel for my entire life.
Mm-hmm. 100% choice. Okay.
Yes. Okay. After engaging with my work, what have you experienced?
I was trying to describe this to a friend recently. I don't know. I'm hesitating to share it because I feel like it sounds weird, but it feels like a piñata that I am the piñata and I am breaking the piñata and all the treats are also me.
I love this.
I had to be willing to smash to get the treats. And like, it was just a lot of permission to see things from all the angles that are available. Mm. I knew the angles were there. I just needed to snap out of like the trance that was that carousel to yeah. like see, oh, there's stuff like, there's stuff and this will be here and I can go over there. And like, and then it just, the more I walk, the more I like explore, the more there is to explore. Piñata. And I'm still there. I'm still looking through the treats and it's fun. It's very expensive.
That's interesting. It's also interesting that you use the word trance. It's so funny because the conversation that I was having this morning is a lot of it's mirroring what we're talking about now, but we were talking about like the trance of being in a certain like emotional state, and that trance, it could be started by you, but it's like a lot of other people are also under the trance, and it's so easy to like collectively fall into it and forget your own authority, like forget that you're the one leading yourself in this reality and that the person who dropped all those treats for you on the path was you. Like you did it for yourself and only you could have done it. You and God, you and source, you and spirit created this path that only you can see. However, when you're in the trance, you can't see anything. Like you can see some things, but you're not seeing your authority in those times. And so I love the visual of you being the piñata, breaking the piñata and being inside the piñata because
this is like, yeah, because once the piñata is smashed, it's very, I feel multiplied. Like, oh, there's so many directions to go here. And it's not like, oh my God, there's so many directions to go. How do I know? It's more like, whoa, there's so many directions to go. Thank you, God.
Yes, and I can make any choice because I've made the choices. Like these are the choices that I've put in front of myself for myself to make.
Yes.
And there's still mystery, there's still surprise because we don't have the capacity to have memorized everything that we knew that we were going to come here and do. I don't think we have the capacity. I don't know if we're given that capacity so that we can maintain mystery and intrigue and not get bored. But allowing yourself to begin to venture out and be led by the self is how you create experiences that are unexpected and also experiences that like people can try to follow a blueprint, which is, I don't want to say that this is not correct. However, I do see that there are people who say like, well, this is how this specific way of behaving is how you succeed, especially like in creative careers. People are like, that's how you do it. You go to the galleries and you speak to these people, you make friends with these kind of people, you donate art to this, and you like, you follow this specific kind of path. I feel like it's interesting because it's like, well, actually those were your breadcrumbs that you left for yourself, and not everyone is going to follow that path, and people have their own breadcrumbs to follow. Like people have their own treats or whatever to pick up on their way to where they're meant to be. And so giving yourself the opportunity of being like fully led by yourself, if you don't try it, I'm like, what is the point of like, I don't know.
Agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, if you don't try it, what's the point?
You gotta try it. I mean, you don't have to, I guess. You can do whatever you want. TBH, I don't care. But I have to try it. I can't completely resist my own authority for my entire existence. So being on that journey of constantly meeting more of yourself and constantly being led by yourself more and more and more and more, and giving yourself more and more authority to be the person who knows what to do and knows how you're going to get from one place to the next, that is a journey that I will always be on, but it's one that I'm dedicated to because I don't see the point of personally of doing anything else.
I agree. Yes. And it is, I think before engaging with your work, it was spooky in a scary way to be led by my own authority or accepting that at all. Being here now and like learning about all of the ways that I can go and be, it's addictive. And that's not to say I don't have my days where I'd rather just like be on autopilot, be on the carousel. But to know that the world is just like endlessly growing, that's very addictive to be on that path of adventure.
Yeah. Where would you say are some of the places that your adventure after engaging with my work has led you? Where are some of the little, like, the visual I'm seeing is a cute little map, and there's boop, and you got dropped off in this world, and then you're like, so where are the little places that you've stopped on your adventure?
It's a good question. I am exploring more of my artist self. I mean, not my artist self, my writer self. And that's a new mystery, new like, like nervous, like being vulnerable in a different way. I don't know why I feel like that's kind of a hard question. It's not really a stop. It's more like a new skill that I've unlocked. The ability to like see my situation and like shifting the board and looking at it from a different direction just for fun. Like letting myself see what's unfolding in a natural way, and then being able to shift the board game a little bit and deciding if I want to go a different way than I'm normally inclined to do. So I guess that's not really a stop, but more of a way of engaging with the game.
That's fun. A skill you've picked up.
Yes.
That's fun and exciting. And I feel like also very helpful for being a Libra as well. Like, okay. There's a lot of ways that this can be seen. And from there, you can choose your own. Because like something that I've personally struggled with was the concept of like a singular truth and like really, really, really wanting there to be one truth. And like this, I want this to be the right thing. This is the true way. And what I've discovered through time, and I don't know if I have that ability that you're talking about as clearly as you do, but what I've discovered through time and through speaking with others and through watching experiences and like also like just like reading comments on things in social media is how many perspectives there are that believe that they're the truth. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, if this person's truth is the truth and this person's opposite truth is also the truth, someone could say, and I could say this to someone, right? This person's truth is the truth, and this person's truth is the truth. And then this other third person could say, well, neither of their truths is that true. It's this truth. Yeah. And it could go on forever.
Yes.
Forever. And that used to stress me out because I'm like, which one? Which one can all of you believe at once? And I'm like, oh, there doesn't seem to be one of them.
Yeah.
So I guess I will just have to choose mine. Because
I feel like that's a fun location to land, like this the knowing that everyone is having their own truth and like how liberating that feels. Mm. You don't have to agree with anyone.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to disagree without creating internal war inside of yourself.
Yes.
That's where I think a lot of people get stuck, is like, hold on, I'm not in full agreement with this. And then it creates a tumultuous internal situation. So I think that's a really great skill for one to pick up. Okay, so I have two more questions. The second to last is, what would you say helped you the most to get results when it comes to applying like reality creation work? What would you say has helped you the most?
Really leaning into trusting myself. That no matter what, like, I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to be in this body, and whatever direction I choose to go, I'll always be home because I'm always here in this body.
Love that. I always love a good testament of self-trust. All right. And then the last question that I have for you is, for anyone who identifies with where you were before engaging with my work, what recommendations do you have for them when it comes to engaging with the work that I do in the future?
I think it's okay to take your time. Mm. Like the whole self-punishing thing, we all know it's not really going to make anything faster. For anyone who cares about speed, I guess I care about speed. So remembering that it's okay to take my time was really helpful. And it actually opened up a lot more like ease in my body and was reflected in my reality in like variety of ways. And it's okay to take your time.
Yeah. That's a big one. That's a big one for us speedsters.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting because when you realize like, wait, hold on, I have time. You're given time, which usually means things speed up for you, which is so funny and annoying. Because when you're like, no, I need more time. It's like, oh, you're running out of time? Yeah. And then time's like yanked out of the experience.
Yeah. And I also like have a bone to pick with the phrase like spending time with people or spending time on things. Cause I feel like this year I decided I was going to stop saying that and just say sharing time with people. And I feel like when I share time with friends or I share time with the work that I'm doing, it feels more like it's multiplying the experience instead of like, oh, I just lost all the time. Like, no, I shared it. And now this is what came of it. Like now I have had this experience with a friend, or now I've made this thing. Like, it's not spent. It's not gone anywhere. It's just grown me.
Yes. I love that. I love that, especially coming from you. And I know how you are with time. So that's
I had the time monster knocking on my door every day. That was a big thing that, like, you've helped me unlock. And I'm constantly, like, or I'm not anymore, but, like, when I just... Can you hear that siren?
Barely.
Okay, good. Yeah, when I decided to let the time monster out, I was like, oh... This time monster is not taking time from me. I'm just sharing. You're just here sharing the experience.
Love that. That's gorgeous. And I'm going to be adopting that into my experience. I think that's amazing. Any things you would like to share with the people?
Damn, you're doing okay. Everything you're doing is what you need to do to be in your next best space, and like, it's okay, you're doing okay.
Yeah. And I want to like add, like, what do you call it, an asterisk to that phrase is not just like to help you cope though.
Yes, yeah,
like she's being serious, as like you're doing the right thing. Because the thing is, when you're just saying like, I'm fine, everything's okay, cool, that's, you can cope with that, but also like you need to decide that everything is okay, so that everything can continue to be okay from here on out. Something that I was speaking about with my friend again this morning, we're talking about doing things the right way, doing it right. I'm doing the correct thing. And we're talking about self-authority and how what we'll do for some time is we'll look to other people to tell us whether or not we're doing the right thing. And that can be helpful because you start to confirm, like, you know, I already had a feeling about doing this and this person just confirmed that that's the right thing. And that can build trust. But at some point, you simply must decide that you're doing the right thing, that you know what to do, and you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. And not in like this like cute, like, I'm on the right path, like, it's okay. It's like, no, this path is bending everything out of my way because I've declared it as the right path. Any trees that were fallen on the path, they're gone. Sort of, I don't know, muddied, flooded water that was, it's dried up. The path is clear because I said it's the right path. Period, point blank. And so with authority deciding I'm doing the right thing, I'd play with that.
I'd do the right thing. Just keep going. Just keep going with it.
Yes. All righto. Where can we find? Well, I'm trying to use the information that I know if I should ask. But anyway, what are you up to next, if you want to share? Is there anything? Is there anything you want to share that you're up to next? That's the best
thank way to. Ask. Yeah, I'm working on a new blog. It's on Substack. It's called Nature.
What's it called? Sorry, I like screamed.
It's called Natureship. It's just, you know, just musings, poetry, the nature of just relating with how you are, your natural way, and like how you relate to nature.
Exciting. When is it going to be out?
The holiday, like the end of the month.
Yeah. Exciting. We love that. We love to see it. Everyone, you can find Anya where? What are your things?
I'm on Instagram. My name is Anya Jalik. It's on there. I follow P, so like
look there. Look at my following.
Spell my name, but like
I also noticed that there is no link thing in your bio, but I'm assuming that there will be one when things are out into the world.
Yes, I will put that. I will put the link out. Maybe I'll do it this week. But yeah, it's Natureship on Substack.
Yay.
I'm Anya. And thank you, P, for chatting with me and for everything that you do. It's so insane. It's so impactful. I don't know how to put like the proper intelligent words to describe how grateful I am for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here and sharing space and expressing in the way that you express, because I know that that's going to connect with the people that I connect with. And everyone, just go look at Anya's work. and be blessed. Okay, just be blessed. Go now, do it.